Welcome to The Walking Dead with three stupid guys. Today we have three stupid guys with us. How's it going, guys? We have Matt and Russ.
Doing good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good to be back.
Before I get going, we never did our final sports talk show, and we had a... Well, Matt and Russ, did you guys finish tied for first, or Matt, did you win it because you had Denver going to the Super Bowl? Did we decide on that?
I don't think we really put a pin in it, but I decided. I decided that I won.
So you're the champ.
I think that should count for something as far as a tiebreaker. I mean, we can't have a tie.
You know why you're the champ, right? Because you picked me to have the most correct picks on the Super Bowl.
That was one of them.
That was without it, you can't claim victory.
That's true.
I was on a roll.
What do you say about this, Russ?
I think I don't know. I think you should leave it as a tie.
Leave it as a tie?
Yeah.
There's no ties.
And for people just tuning in, we do a podcast, Sports Talk, with three stupid guys. We'll have another one in probably 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to do our top 10 something. We'll come up with something.
Scandals of all time.
There we go. Anyway, this podcast and many other podcasts are made possible by you, the listeners. If you go to patreon.com/JandJack, you can help support this podcast and many other podcasts like this, like Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. This one, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. And we're missing Mike tonight. Mike's usually with us. That makes four stupid guys, but we call it Three Stupid Guys. The Leftover Podcast, The Binge Watch Podcast, The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack still around. Leftovers, Ramblecast, Downton Abbey with Jack and Cindy, Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, Survivor with Jack, Colleen and Jay, and Married Man Podcast.
And the whole enchilada feed, which is what I subscribe to.
Yes, you can get it all on one feed, the whole enchilada feed.
Yeah, and then you can download and delete as you wish. But what we really would like you to do, though, too, is, you know, if you can just give us a little nice 4 out of 5 stars. We like these guys. We like what they're talking about, Walking Dead. Yeah. Appreciate anything you can.
Sometimes they'll get off topic. It happens. we're trying a new format. We're going to do something different. We're going to be more organized, more structured.
Structured.
I took notes, if you can read the notes.
Yes. Spoilers.
And that is English, by the way. It doesn't look like it, but it's in English.
It looks like English.
It's pretty bad. It's funny. Every podcast I do where I have to take notes, by the last page, it's just like lines. It just gets worse and worse. They go, why don't you type it? I go, I don't have 6 hours to watch a show. All right, so we're going to start off with Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham getting stopped by a biker gang with machine guns pointing at them. I'm like, what? At first I'm like, why are they getting out of the truck? But then I saw, okay, they're outgunned.
Yeah.
So they get out. What did you guys think of that opening scene?
I thought they were in trouble.
I thought for sure they were gonna kill Abraham.
Yeah.
You thought Abraham was going? I thought Sasha was going to get taken out. But she seemed the most nervous.
Yeah. Now, if I remember correctly, this clip was played at the end of the last season, right?
They came up to it, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, like right up to the very end where they were handing over their guns, maybe, or something.
Was
like,
that it?
Yeah, like he says something like, oh, your stuff belongs to us now. Maybe that's when it ended, when he
mentioned the guy's doing it is he's a scout for Negan. Negan? Mm-hmm. Is it Negan?
Negan.
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 Yeah, I looked up the name. It's a lead scout for Negan. Negan. So he doesn't have a name. Did you have a name for him, Russ?
I called him Extra Crispy.
Yes, Extra Crispy. And he's got kind of he's got the bad guy making the biggest mistakes ever, right?
Now, just to clarify, we haven't seen Negan yet.
No, we haven't seen Negan. No, this is the scout for Negan. This is the guy. Right. He's like his lead scout, his lieutenant.
Right, and Russ likes his scouts extra crispy, is what he said.
Yes, I do.
But what cracks me up about this guy, he makes the critical bad guy mistake. If you're going to kill someone, just kill them. Because I knew something with who didn't – I think we all knew that there was going to be Daryl was going to come and blow up away, didn't we?
I didn't see that coming. I didn't
no,
see that
you know what?
Coming. I saw that coming.
I totally forgot about the
rocket launchers.
I forgot about the rocket launcher.
I said, oh, he's going to go back there, he's going to get the rock, because it was taking him too long. I go, he's going to come out and just I wasn't expecting boom all at once.
Right. Well, two mistakes then. So, you know, one, you can't just trust one guy to take care of Daryl.
No, you have nine guys.
Yeah, send nine, two guys back with Daryl.
Yeah, and have one guy cover him, but it's more dramatic, and I like how he tells Abraham, he goes, because Abraham doesn't want to give up his gun, he says, and we're going to get a little, some words here at it, that it's in the show.
It's all implied.
So turn off your radio if you don't want to hear it, but he says, you know, if you're going to eat shit, chew it. You know, what was the words exactly?
Swallow,
spit, repeat.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
So I thought that was words of wisdom for Abraham. But the guy's playing games with him. They're going, oh, I wasn't going to shoot you. Oh, yes, I was. And that's when, boom, splatter, bang.
Yeah.
They go splattering all over the place. Did you like that scene? Did everyone like that scene?
It's like you're trying to sell us on it, Jack. I did, actually. It was probably one of my favorite scenes of the episode. I mean, so.
Well, I like the standoff type thing. I like how, you know, the guys in the motorcycle don't even talk. they're not going to be walkers. I mean, there's nothing left. There was like chunks of them. I mean, it was just flesh everywhere.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So Daryl blows them up. So then we go back and it's commercial break. We get the opening music. And then we see Rick and the gang are still walking through the walkers in the longest walk in the history of walks.
Yeah.
It's like Hands Across America. It's just taken forever. And I'm just like, and then I notice that Carl is eyeing the situation at this point.
Yeah. And then they have that little moment where they stop, right? And
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Sam's looking worried.
Oh, I see what you did there with the pun there.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was hoping you guys would get that. I am the situation. Mm-hmm. You get that one, Russ?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for playing along.
I see what you did.
Sam is up, but then they stop, and Rick goes, "We got a new plan. I just go to a house that isn't trapped by walkers. I mean, there's houses everywhere. What are they doing?" So Rick says they're going to go get the cars. Everyone's going to drive. We're all going to drive.
You get a car. You get a car, Sam. You can drive too.
We'll come back. We'll do this. We'll do that. But then Jessica points out that, hey, maybe we should leave Judith behind. She can't drive. Right? Is that what she was saying?
Yeah.
And then Gabriel. Yeah. And then Gabriel says, "I'll take her to the church. I'll do it." Now, this is what you were saying beforehand, parenting. Yeah. Would you trust Gabriel with your child?
It's weird when I can believe that Daryl could pull out a rocket launcher and blow these guys up. I'm like, yep, bought it, right?
Yep.
But then he like hands his daughter over to Gabriel. I'm like, I'm not buying it. Like, this is like the most unrealistic thing I could ever imagine.
And is Judith the best actress on this show? She had complete fear, and I hope she's not looking at these people dressed up around her.
I think she grew two times the size in that little pouch.
She looked terrified. I like how they just bring. I forgot she was even there. Until they said, "Oh, that's right, Judith. I keep forgetting about her." So at this point, I'm thinking Gabriel and Judith are toast because I couldn't trust. But then Jessica tells Rick, "Gabriel's gonna make it," and Rick turns to her and goes, "But you're not."
Right. No. I'll bring this.
You know what? That was horrible to watch.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet. So don't jump the gun there. We're staying in order here. And then you have Rosita and Tara talking about what's going on out there. And he wants to go save Denise. Tara wants to save Denise. And we can't do that. We have one gun. We can't fight through all these people. We can't do it. You're right. You're right. So she backed down. Tara backs down.
Well, Tara was the one to save Denise because they have a thing.
Well, they do have. I get that. I mean, you got to save the one you love, but I think at this point, Rosita's right. There's no chance. There's just no chance because you don't have Rick and his machete yet, his axe. They meet up with Carol and Eugene, and then Morgan wakes up just in time. Where's he at? Where's he at? They took Denise. He took Denise. Oh, really? My bad. So they're not happy, especially Carol's not happy with him.
This whole plot is suffering from a hangover at this point. Because when he wakes up in that room is twice as bright as when I last remember it. It was like a dungeon. It was like half dark, kind of.
Well, they found the light switch.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. He took Denise? Oh.
Oh, my bad. Hey, it's all good. They tell him took Denise. Glenn and Enid look for weapons in a church, because when I'm looking for weapons, my first thought is a church. And Glenn's explaining all the places. We have three bullets. It can be in a book. They haul out the Bible. They could do all this different stuff. So would you have thought of? I wouldn't have thought about that. You, Russ, would you have gone into a church looking for a gun?
Where do you hide guns, Russ?
I wouldn't have been looking for a gun, but I think that if they were looking for like sanctuary somewhere, I think that would have been a good spot.
Because you're saying the church looked kind of fortified.
Right.
A lot of windows, though, so...
Yeah, that's true. A lot of windows.
I don't know. I mean, they were holed up in a church before,
but
so...
Walkers can't climb, so I think they would have been okay.
Well, how many churches are in this place? Was it Gabriel going to the church?
Gabriel had a church.
A church. So it wasn't his church.
This was another church.
Another church, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of churches.
A lot of churches. It's not that many people there. So I'm thinking Sundays are going to be kind of light.
One last thing. I mean, Dwight from The Office, maybe he was hiding weapons around this place? You're asking?
That Dwight would do that. Dwight Schrute would put guns in the office. Then we have Denise and the Alpha Wolf. That's what his name is, the Alpha Wolf.
Alpha Wolf. I like that.
So they're looking, and she's freaking out. She's scared. He's thinking, we're gonna wait for a gap, which I don't know. There's 3 billion walkers walking around. I don't see a gap, but he's got a plan. Then you got it's like hours have passed. It's dark, and their slowest walk ever.
Oh yes. Wait, before we get to the slowest walk ever, I just want to point out that Denise in that scene, go back and watch the tapes. She does this weird thing while she's acting like she's cold the whole time. Like she's freaking out, panicking, but she's like, cold.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
I was like, why do you keep shaking your shoulders around?
I think it's a panic attack. Maybe she was. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have to run through walkers with no weapon, would you be freaking out?
I would. You it's don't just how she was psyching herself up. It was weird. I was,
you know, those ponchos they have over with all the blood and guts from the walkers. Do they sell those? Wouldn't that make a great Christmas present?
For Halloween. Day?
Yeah. Well, no, you wouldn't even need for a year. You know, out here it's raining, and you could walk around with a dead a walking dead poncho with walker stuff all over it.
It looked like someone just dumped a can of SpaghettiOs all over them.
It was, but would you buy one?
I think you're onto a marketing idea here, though.
I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Walking Dead ponchos.
To me, it's a no-brainer. You get it. You can walk anywhere you want.
I think there's a whole line of things that we could do with this. I mean, you just get the pattern, right, and the material, and you can make ponchos and lobster bibs.
Yeah, there you go. Lobster bibs with some walking guts all over it.
Garbage bags. I mean, there's an endless amount of...
Do we have anyone in? Is anyone in the chat?
It doesn't look like it.
Okay, I was going to ask them in chat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this, the one problem I well the biggest problem I had with this episode, and there's a review that someone posted on our Facebook page that mentioned this, and I said at the time, because my wife was, she watches the show when I have it on, but she doesn't like the show, but she watches it, and she goes, because when the scene first started happening, because it's when they left, it was daylight.
Yeah.
This town is just not that big. And now it's dark. So at this point, when everything started happening, I go, is this a dream sequence?
Right.
Did anyone else think that?
Yep.
Okay. Russ. What about you, Russ?
At first I kind of thought that, and then, you know, everything kind of sunk in, and I was like, you know, they have to do something with a bang here. So I kind of figured there was going to be some kind of death, you know, to somebody. I didn't think it was that they were going to go totally unscathed. But it's not the ones that I was thinking. Like, I thought Gabriel was toast.
Yeah, but I think the reason they went, they had to go dark to nighttime is to make the fire scene at the end more visual. That's the only thing I can think of why they had to go to darkness.
Right, but like my thing on that was, it was like when they came back from the commercial, it's like they're walking at nighttime, and I'm going like, how long does it take to get from one end of Alexandria to the other?
Well, it wasn't exactly. What are they doing? They weren't walking slow. They all hand in hand, but they were walking pretty fast. So that was an issue I had.
I thought they were halfway to the cars by this point.
Yeah, or just go in a building.
Yeah.
I kept going like, why don't they go to the armory or somewhere?
Well, that's originally where they were headed. They said, well, we can't kill them all. But I said, go to a secure location and lock the door. They don't know you're a human,
right?
Because you have the cool ponchos. So I kept thinking, why was it dark? Other than to have the scene with the fire and the part where they're all going crazy and killing everybody, it looked more visual, I guess, at night. But they should have explained better.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought up the night thing. Here's my problem with the night, is that the night vision that they shot, and it's almost like they shot it and then they took down the brightness or the whites.
Right.
And then they muted out so that it was like less contrasty. It was like there were more grays in it. And the whole time I kept watching, I'm like, okay, I know they shot this, but then they did something to the levels. And
To me, it definitely wasn't night.
Yeah, it was not shot at night.
It's almost like a 60s, 70s Western.
When they shot in the
daytime and they just made it, it's nighttime. Oh, I can't see anything. But you're like going, well, it's daylight. But it's just how they
the
had
moon.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't have special effects. You know, they didn't have the technology to make it look right. So this scene did bother me. So then you have Sam. He's starting to freak out. And he's starting to remember everything Carol told him. Remember all that Carol told him? You go out there. Yeah. So he's freaking out. And yeah,
you know, when the season ended last season, I think you remember we're all talking. We're like, yeah, Sam's not going to make it. Like,
no.
That was, I think we kind of were, like, that was the one that I was like, okay, well, he's definitely a goner.
And then we forgot to mention when Gabriel took Fifth. Denise wanted him to take Sam, and Denise, being a good mother, said, "Okay, Sam, whatever you want."
Right.
He should have went with Gabriel.
Yeah. Although
I could do
although,
this.
Although if I was Rick, I would be like, "Nah, I don't want Sam to go with my daughter."
Yeah, exactly.
like he's just asking for something to happen to him.
It's bad enough he's going with the coward Gabriel, but this Sam is toast.
Yeah.
He's not long for this world. He's just going to attract walkers.
You might as well put him with the doctor from Lost in Space.
Like, so let me ask
Dr. Smith.
You guys.
Thanks.
Let me ask you guys something. Like, and because we're all parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I play one on TV.
I was thinking about this last night. You know, I don't know if that had been real, if I would have wanted Mike to be separated from my kid. But the only reason that I would think about separating from my son would be if I thought he was going to be safer than I was, or
right.
I thought he was going to make it and we weren't. And I was wondering if maybe you guys thought that during the thing, thinking that, like, man, she probably totally thinks that they're not going to make it and she's sending her kid off to be safe.
Well, she had another son, too.
Or did you think of it the other way, that he wasn't going to make it and probably Gabriel wasn't going to make it, so she wanted to separate them because so they could survive?
Oh, I think it's the third, which is that she thought that he wasn't old enough and couldn't take it. I thought it was more of a maturity thing.
Obviously, it was whatever it was. It was a long. I guess they were trying to give us the sense that it was a long walk. That's why Judith, she would probably start crying or. I mean, for
but
her
it
to be.
It wasn't that long of a walk because clearly the S goes down and then they're running back to the infirmary.
Yeah, I get it, but I can't figure out what's going on with this. That scene bothered me.
Yeah, and here's my thought on this, Jack, because I've thought about this scene as well. Because that scene, it seems like that scene should have happened at the very end of what we got with them walking out of the house and Sam going, Mom, 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 and you feel like it's about ready to happen.
Right.
And then we got this prolonged sneeze where you're like, you're about to sneeze, you know something's going to happen.
Right.
And then they reset it again. And then it finally does happen, and I think that they kind of, I don't know, I think they ground the gears on the clutch trying to get that scene to work, and I think it should have happened at the end of last season, that the S should have gone down, and the shocker should have been him running with Carl.
Yeah. Now, they said this, the critic did say, too, this is the first time we've seen a child actually die on screen.
Yeah.
In a brutal way. I mean, it's the first time, and I go, wow, I never thought about that. But it was Sam, so it's kind of like,
it's like when Joffrey dies on.
Yeah,
sorry.
Oh, man.
Oh,
The Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah, on The Big Bang Theory, yeah.
Right.
Jeff, on The Big Bang Theory.
Hey, so what was it that got him? What was it that got him bit? Was it the fact that they heard him?
Well, he started whining.
Should be a warning for all those whiner kids out there.
Yeah, because most of the review I didn't agree with, but this scene I did agree with because I was thinking everything he was saying I thought the same thing. Why don't they pick him up and run? They picked up Carl.
Sure.
Pick the kid up and run with him, cover his mouth, run with him, move with him. They just stopped and freaked out, and so he's starting to get chewed up. And, of course, his mom, you know, Jessica's looking. I mean, as any parent would just be freaking out watching their son be chewed up by zombies. And, of course, she starts getting attacked, and now she can't get – she's stuck with Carl.
Yeah.
And Carl, she won't let go of Carl. Good grip, by the way.
Even though she's being mutilated. That's called a death grip.
Death grip. And then Rick chops off her arm to save Carl. And then who's it, Ronnie? Ron?
Yeah, yes. Ronnie.
He sees, and he goes, you, which is the best line. It's almost like in every TV show. You. And Michonne, instead of chopping off his head, stabs him, which fires a gun and shoots Carl in the eye, which he turns around and goes, Dad?
Yeah.
And he flops to the ground, so I go, wow, is Carl going to die? I didn't know this was in the comics, so I guess he does, this is what happens.
I haven't read this far in the comics.
Oh,
so,
okay. So, yeah. Spoiler alert number two.
Yeah, I read a little bit up on it when I was looking up the trivia stuff, and it talked about how this scene was out of the comics and everything, and I was not aware of it because I didn't get that far in the comics.
And another rookie mistake by Ron, if you're going to kill someone, you don't even bother saying you. Just shoot them.
Was he talking to Rick or Carl?
Yeah, he was talking to Rick, I think.
Yeah. Rick did kill his dad.
Yeah, and then his plan did get his brother killed, his mom killed. I like how Rick was flashing back with Denise. Did he do that with Lori?
Jesse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Denise, Jesse.
That's okay.
Yeah. When he was with Lori, did he...
I don't think so.
Didn't think so, but he was with Jesse once? I mean, they were getting together, but he had all these flashbacks of Jesse. It's like they gave her a good send-off.
Right. The best of times. Remember this?
Did you guys watch Talking Dead after?
I did not.
They did a little spoof on that, and I thought it was pretty funny. They, you know how they always do, like, they kind of honor everyone that dies during the episode.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So they put on there, they said Jesse, and then they, had dot, 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 and they said, you almost made it. And then they said, Sam, they go, we knew you weren't going to make it. And then they put Ronnie, and they said, enjoy seeing your dad.
So wow.
I thought that was pretty comical the way they did that. I was like, you went from like, you know, really sweet to like, you know, we gave up on you anyway, to the last one that, you know, you're just a jerk.
Well, before I finished it, I saw who was going to be on. I go, Carrie Underwood. And Cindy goes, what's wrong with that? I go, it's usually someone that's died on the show is on that episode. Right. I go, I don't think Carrie Underwood's on the show.
Uh-huh.
Unless she was one of the walkers. Is she a fan? You watch it, Russ. Is she a fan of the show?
She's a huge fan.
Huge fan. So I guess she's going to be on the podcast here soon as a guest.
You know, it was funny because they're asking, you know, they kind of asked the audience. They did a poll. They go, do you think Carrie Underwood would survive the zombie apocalypse? And it was like, you know, 85% said no. You know, and she was like offended. And she goes, just so you know, like my husband bought me like a zombie apocalypse, you know, Christmas present. It's got like a machete and everything. And she started talking like about her strategy and everything that she would do.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, like her percentages started going down again. And it was like, see, she would make it.
Interesting.
So why don't you work on getting her on the show, Russ?
Her husband is a hockey player. So
yeah, I know. So
we have a connection.
We have a connection there. So you got 7 Twitter followers.
Only 7?
Yeah,
you have to network. You have to keep posting things. Why don't you give your Twitter account out right now?
Oh yeah, surprise everyone! Russ is on Twitter. That happened over the Super Bowl. It was like a Super Bowl miracle.
It was.
I don't even remember what it is.
Well, it's Russ. Well, spell your name, and then they can look you up.
It's Russ Damron, Damron.
And it's like it's hockey something, isn't it?
It might be hockey ref 222.
All right. Anyway, look him up, follow him, and Matt, you want to give yours?
Oh, I'm at fifth day of May.
Fifth day of May.
Yep.
And I'm Crackpot Jack. I'm just Crackpot Jack, right?
That's yeah, you're just Crackpot Jack.
I'm just Crackpot Jack. So you can follow us. And Mike is what is Mike?
Mike C, I think. Mike Davey.
Mike Davey, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, something.
Davie.
Just look for music videos.
Yeah.
so then we have Carl, who's laying there, and he's decided to change his name to One Eye Jack.
Ooh.
What do you think? Too soon?
Too soon. Yeah.
Oh, Mike is here. Mike is here. Mike, what's your Twitter handle?
It's like you say his Twitter handle 3 times and he appears.
Beetlejuice.
You want Russ's handle, right? The one you can't figure out?
Yeah,
what is it? Do you remember what it is?
Give me a second to look it up.
Well, what is yours while you're looking it up?
Mine is Davy_Mike.
Oh, I was close. I was still close. Here. Yep, I did. So.
Darn underscore.
We're talking about the scene where it's all of a sudden dark, and Sam dies. What did you like that scene? We're talking to Mike. Yeah.
I expect him just like to kill off Sam, like obviously. But then they went slow motion, shockingly killed the mom, had Carl turn into the governor.
Yeah, you know, I was really hoping we were gonna see some kind of like romance developed with Rick and Jesse. I think they had pretty good chemistry. They looked good together. And I was kind of like, that bothered me that they knocked her off. I'm a softie, you know.
The Bachelor.
I'm into the whole romance thing, you know. So
He went to hand her a rose and a zombie bit off his arm.
I was like, great. Now Rick's stuck with Michonne again.
Should they have played Jesse's girl?
Yeah.
As she was falling down in the crowd.
Yes, he's a friend.
I felt like they were taking care of some of the cast. They're like, well, you're not really doing so well on the podcasts.
Yeah, you got to be.
People are complaining a lot about Sam.
Sam had to go. Sam, he was this year's, what was the girl, the singer? The people that
voted. Oh yeah, the one girl,
Maggie's
Beth?
Sister.
Was it Beth?
Beth.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of the other. I was thinking of the other girl that was all crazy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
The little, and why didn't those little kids count as being?
Because
we didn't see him.
Oh, okay.
They said Sam look at the flowers and he was too afraid, so they said, "Okay, we ain't got time for this. You gotta chop you up. You gotta be chewed up."
Come on, so Sam, right over here.
So, Mike, did you like the scene overall? You were okay with it? Did we lose Mike? I think Mike's just staring off into space. Anyway.
He'll come back to us.
He'll come back. So next we move on to, Rosita, Eugene talk. He says he's going to go out to the fight. Rosita says, no, you're not.
Right. It's a brief scene that worked to set it up.
You got Alpha Wolf and Denise talk. He says, he's talking about the attack. She's saying, oh, you guys screwed up. You know, you were too greedy. And he goes, yeah, we should have waited. You know, we should have waited for the attack. So what do you think of that? That he admits he made a mistake, that he was too greedy, they should have done more surveillance, got more intel.
I guess I was thinking more about the other scenes that follow.
I'm just throwing it out there because that's what I wrote. What do you think, Russ? Do you remember anything about that scene?
Which one are you talking about?
Where the Alpha Wolf and Denise are talking, he says, you know, she said something about, oh,
you guys
blew your attack, and he goes, well, we were too greedy. I should have waited for more intel. Anything?
Yeah, you know, I think at that point, I think he was just trying to, engage in conversation to make her feel better so he could get to where he needed to go. So I think he was just kind of saying whatever, you know, just being in agreement instead of...
Oh, how's the weather? Yeah, pretty good.
No, but I think...
You come here often?
I think he had to kind of, ease her nerves, and the only way by doing that was by engaging in conversation. I mean, that's not the time to have an argument with the person.
What's your digits?
So I see that you're into other women.
Yeah.
He started looking at her, and then he smiled with his teeth, and I was like, yeah, he just lost her there.
I guess that big W on the forehead carved in there wasn't a turnoff. Now, why did he have her come with? He needed her.
Yeah,
because he had an injury, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then they make a break for it.
You know, and actually, he was on Talking Dead.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was the special guest, and it was funny because he's actually Australian, so he was saying that back in his country when he walks around, like people will be walking around and they do like three fingers and they put them on their foreheads, and he couldn't figure out what in the world they were doing it for, and then he realized he realized it was like, oh, the W, now he gets it. So he's like, you know, every time he sees somebody, they're like doing a W to their forehead, and he's like, I guess that's the way I'm going to be known for the rest of my life.
I'm the Wolf. I'm the Alpha Wolf.
Better than an L, you know. The W stands for winner.
Yeah, the winner. Then they make a run for it. Denise gets trapped. She's kind of stuck, and then he comes back for her and gets his arm just not on. It was just a big, gross scene, and she goes... I can. If you want to live, you're gonna come back with me. I can save you. So, do you guys like that scene?
I did.
Was he showing a softer side? What do you think, Mike?
Yeah.
Is Mike frozen again? All right, I'm gonna stop talking to Mike.
Mike is the new Russ.
If you see us, Mike, did you hear what I said?
No.
Okay. The scene where he gets the Alpha Wolf gets his arm chewed up, he comes back for her. Was he showing a softer side, or he just needs her so bad he has to have her?
Well, they just want to soften him up
before they kill
him. So they're like, oh, maybe he wasn't such a bad guy after all these episodes.
Because Denise didn't really seem to be too upset when he got shot.
No, but I think he did kind of save her.
Oh, he did save her. She had frozen in her. She was. There was a gap there, and they could get to the ladder.
Yeah, I thought she was somewhat remorseful that he was shot by Carol. I thought she was like, oh, I was about ready to And then it was kind of like, oh.
I better get to the infirmary.
Well, I think she was thinking like, if Rosita doesn't make it, I do have a guy kind of liking me, so.
She's not with Rosita. She's with
Tara.
Or Tara, yeah. I think he was kind of like keeping his op. I think she was keeping her options open.
Okay. And then we have Carol looks out and hears, and then Morgan walks in. They have their little combo. He asks, did you have a child? Did you have a husband? And I kind of just tuned this scene out.
I did too.
I really couldn't. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know about you, Mike or Russ. Did you guys like the scene?
No, yeah. With everything else that was going on, it sort of like took away from the action.
Yeah.
I was still in shock over the whole Jesse thing. So I was kind of like, at that point, I was like, you know.
I was thinking, hey, have they finished off eating Sam? Can we get back to that? I'm kidding. Denise tells Alpha Wolf she has to get him to the infirmary. They make a run for it, and then Carol kills him. And Carol goes, get to the infirmary! Run! Okay. So he was saving her. Was he saving her because he needed her, or he actually cared for her?
No, I think it's because he needed her. Let's not give him that much credit.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, he needed her. That was the whole point, like of him getting when he was getting captured. He needed medical help.
Okay, and Matt, I'm looking for anybody who says, yeah, he did. For that second, he was no longer Alpha Wolf. He was a caring human being.
I guess I was coming from that perspective. I was like, oh, I didn't think he was necessarily turning his ways, but I felt like both of them were kind of seeing each other as humans and no longer.
I'm gonna say you're wrong, Matt. You're alone on that one.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put out a nasty comment on Twitter and on Facebook about you. So okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Jack is now changing the format. The show is now around the horn.
Yeah.
Got yourself 30 seconds.
It's McLaughlin Group. Wrong! Denise makes makes it in. Aaron and Spencer and Heath are there. She says, hey, I need my patients. I need my... And she's actually become... At this point, she's become a doctor. She's confident. She knows what she has to do. Whatever happened, she's not mousy. She's all in. Michonne and Rick run in and with Carl. And then Rick takes on the walkers. At this point, what are you guys thinking when he goes out the door to take on the walkers?
I was thinking he was about to kick some tail.
You didn't think he was going to die?
No.
You're like, this is it. That's the end of the show. Cancel the rest of the 7 episodes of the season.
Matt?
We're ending.
I was thinking this is like his superpower. Like, you know, this kid gets hurt, rage time, right? It's like some people kick back, they have a couple beers to relax. He's like going to go kill some walkers. That's what you do.
I'm thinking, you go out and have some Budweiser, drink a lot of Budweiser, and then go kill some walkers.
Yeah, right after the Super Bowl.
I'm thinking, because I saw on I had to get off Twitter because I saw, I didn't watch it till like 10:30. I go, a bold move for an amazing move on Walking Dead just made an incredible something like that. I go, what? Oh, man. So the whole Sam, Denise, Jessica thing, and Ron, whatever his name is, the Anderson family.
I was okay, you a cast list.
Yeah. I was okay with them dying. But I said, that really wasn't too shocking. I go, wait, are they going to kill off Rick? And then Carl getting shot in the eye, I go, well, is Carl going to die? I said, okay. And then I like how, you know, he goes out there, but, you know, Michonne wants to go out there with him right away, and Denise goes, no. You're gonna help me with this first. It's his son. That's what you'd want. And then you can go out there and help him kill walkers. In so many words, that's what she was saying. But I like how Denise has become, all of a sudden now, she's in the, it's like she's been thrown into the fire, and she's doing the job. Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah, she's the McCoy now. Like, we have a doctor. Yeah. So.
With a bunch of people.
Like Rick says, blood. All these people stepped up to the plate. They surprised them.
Russ, are you happy with Denise?
Yeah, she's hanging in there.
Russ, what did you think about the axe-swinging John Henry moment?
It was awesome. I was I was rooting for him. You know, he clobbered some walkers. I'll say that.
So does this go back and explain how he got out of the motorhome?
Oh, like he just went into rage mode?
Rage mode and just started killing them all?
I guess so. I still go back to that whole motorhome thing and say that we were undercut. It would be like if someone went the whole season and they tied with another person on the show, but yet all the way back they had picked someone to be in the Super Bowl and we couldn't just settle a tie and say, well, you know, this person actually won it.
I could flip a coin right now if you guys want.
Sounds like a good idea for a Twitter poll.
I have a hockey puck.
Super
here.
Guys.
I have.
Let the viewers decide.
This is tails. What do you think? Heads or tails? You guys good with this? You want me to flip a coin? Flip a puck?
Russ?
Sure. Yeah, flip it.
Okay.
He's got nothing to lose. He's got everything to gain.
And this is the hockey guy in the back is tails. So I'm going to flip it right now. Matt, you can call it.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm picking heads.
And it is heads.
Yes! 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 That's
right
all
there,
I needed.
Live on Walking Dead with 3.
It all came down to the flip of a puck.
So you go okay with that, Russ?
Can we do 2 out of 3?
No. So then Aaron, as Heath goes, we got to go out there and help him. And Spencer goes, wait, what? What? He's doing fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. We don't need to go out there. So they all run out there. I think, okay, they're gonna do is bring him back in.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
You, Mike, what were you thinking? Mike's frozen again.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
I was thinking of that Lone Ranger joke with Tonto. That's what I was thinking about.
Which one's that? Can we say it on the air?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, the Lone Ranger and Tonto are there, and you know the Indians are coming at him, and the Lone Ranger turns to Tonto and he says, "Hey, what are we gonna do?" And you know, Tonto tells him, he goes, "What do you mean, we white man?" Well, you know, when they said, "Hey, we got to go help him," I thought they were gonna say, "I thought it was that would have been a perfect time to say, what do you mean, we white man?"
That's pretty good, Russ.
That's pretty good. I think it's clean. I think it's a safe enough joke that we can. Well, not like we can edit it out. So, Mike, what do you think? You think they were going out there to save Rick or to do what happened? Fight.
Fight.
Okay. I thought for sure. I go, well, what are you doing?
The numbers they were dealing with was a little bit
ridiculous,
outrageous.
Yeah. Well, then Michonne jumps in.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Michonne? She can't just chop people's head off. She has to spin around and make it more dramatic.
But, you know, okay, so, like, just amuse me here on this one, right?
We do every week.
Yes. So they... You know, once everyone starts coming in and helping out, right? And
I'm not there yet.
Okay, even when Michonne gets going, right?
Right.
Like, they don't have any, like, streetlights or anything. So how is she, like, swinging that thing and not hitting anybody that's on her side?
Yeah, there would have been some collateral damage. I mean, there would have been definitely...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like... You know, when it kept... Well, anyway, keep going. We'll talk about that when they get to those screens.
Of course. And then Michonne, and then other people jump in. I didn't bother looking up their names. We've seen them before, but it's like, okay, yeah. Then Gabriel gives Judith another town person.
Again, Judith is passed around like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, it's like, hey, okay, can you watch this kid for me? I promise this guy...
That lady did not look like she wanted... She was like... Okay.
Okay.
I did not ask to be...
Only if I get the cool bloody poncho shirt. Bloody poncho. That we're going to start selling on Three Stupid Guys. You weren't here, Mike, for that. We're going to start selling that poncho.
Did
you want one of those
bibs.
Ponchos? And lobster bibs. Baby. No,
I would give mine for the listeners first.
Okay.
That's how generous I am.
Wow, you're a pretty dedicated person there. So Gabriel gives a speech about how, you know, God's not going to save us. God is giving us our, you know, he's given us the power to go save ourselves. And so he goes out there and jumps in. Now I got Eugene going in there and Gabriel in the fight. I'm thinking, okay, let's go back to the house. These guys aren't going to help me. And they Heather's jump in the fight, and then Morgan, Carol, Tara, Rosita, and Eugene jump in, and Eugene goes, I have to go. This is going to be a story people tell down the road. So he's just looking for the glory. All this time, he just needed to be Paul Bunyan or some, you know, Stonewall Jackson, somewhere where people make a big deal about it.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of names off the top of my head, but he's looking for the glory.
Yeah, whether his excuse was right or not, I mean, yeah, at some point, you know, just pull back, let, you know, Eugene and Gabriel die, and then go back out and just keep fighting again. Oh, okay, we thinned the herd some more of unwanted characters.
Wouldn't it be easier to just push Eugene and Gabriel into the herd and fight your way over there? But then we have Glenn and Enid. They go for Maggie. And Glenn goes, go help Maggie. Now, couldn't Maggie have just walked across where Enid was?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
I didn't get that. I know she's pregnant, but she was down there killing walkers after that.
Well, she was up high, you know, on that thing, that rafter. And
I get that, but Enid was able to go up there with walkers clawing at her.
Yeah.
Glenn is shooting. Glenn shooting. He's like, go without me. Go without me. And I think, oh, great. This is where Glenn. This is the reason Glenn survived.
Just for this moment. That's what I thought.
Maggie. I said, oh, this is going to be a great scene. But I didn't get the Enid and the Glenn part. If Maggie could have done that, maybe I just didn't see something. Anybody else? I mean, I know Matt was on my side. Mike.
I agree. I guess they just. They had her there, so they're like, all right, what are we going to do with her? Put her on the other side of the ground against Glenn?
I don't know. And then, Russ, what do you think about it?
I agree with you.
Okay. And then Glenn gets cornered, and all of a sudden you're thinking, they all get on top of him. You're thinking, there's no trash can this time, no dumpster. Glenn is toast. And then all of a sudden all these bullets start raining out, and they're able to shoot in the dark.
Without hitting Glenn, mind you.
Without hitting Glenn. And killing all the walkers around him.
Yeah, you know, like, I guess that's where I was going with this, was that for all this shooting and axe swinging and sword swinging and machete swinging, like, how in the world did they not miss and hit somebody, you know, on their side? I kept thinking, like, man, someone's going to get accidentally shot.
But it's like almost like a 70s TV show where they would come out of that and the bad guys and the guy would have a handgun and the bad guys would have Uzis and they spraying bullets everywhere and the guy would just go poof and shoot. It just seemed
you know I kind of expected there to be some kind of, like, you know, magical bullet from the grassy knoll where you know, I mean, something, I mean, anything.
What if there was friendly fire from Abraham? He saves Glenn, but he's like, hey, I'm sorry, I accidentally killed your wife and your unborn baby.
That would be believable.
Yeah, off screen, they just kill
him. And I know we're talking like I hated this episode. I didn't hate this episode. But there's some scenes here that just didn't. It was kind of like, come on, guys.
Like, Ronnie gets a sword through him, and he accidentally shoots...
Glenn, there's your friendly fire. Well, I guess it wasn't friendly.
You know, he accidentally shoots, you know, Rick's son in the eye, right?
But I don't think it was accident.
All this other stuff, all this other stuff
I said
going
Glenn,
on, and
Carl.
Nobody else gets hurt. Like, how is that possible?
Well, then you have Daryl arrives with the and starts pouring out the fuel. Now, didn't we talk about something when they were in that hole that rock quarry? Didn't we say couldn't they just burn them out or something? Couldn't they just burn them and?
Right.
I think we said that.
Yeah.
Back when they were
trapping and burn them. Yeah.
Trap them and burn them, like in Troy, where they threw those balls of fire down there. And I guess they said, no, that couldn't happen. We have to lead them out with the.
We lead them back into our own encampment.
Right.
Then we'd set them on fire so we can enjoy the fireworks.
Exactly. So when I saw that, I go, I know we talked about that. I know, because I was like going, come on now. Someone's listening to us. Anyway, so they light the fire. The walkers walk into it. I still think the Doors, Come On Baby, Light My Fire, would have been the proper song. That. Am I wrong?
Come on, baby, light my fire. I was hoping for Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
Oh, that would be even better. Burn, 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 burning with desire. That's better than mine, Russ.
I was hoping they were going to pull it off, but they didn't.
I was hoping for Elvis, Hunka Hunka Burning Love.
Oh, there's a good. All right, now, Mike, you got to come up with one. That's three.
No pressure, okay?
Come on, Mike.
Day after Valentine's Day.
There's got to be one more fire song out there.
It, what about that
You're the music
one?
Guy! Hold, wait, no, time, no, no, time out. No, you're not giving me hints. He's the music guy. He's the one going to concerts 15 times a day. We all came up with a fire song, and Mike can't come up with one. One
this
fire song.
Girl is on fire.
Russ is on fire right now.
Way to go, Mike. Way to give you one. I set you up perfectly.
Not one.
You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Survive hip hop. Fire me up. Of course,
that was weak.
I'm sorry.
That was weak.
Man. Yeah. All right. You're the Sam of the
episode. I didn't get top draft for you.
We're changing your name to Sam.
I lost a Family Feud battle.
All right, Sam. Okay.
You're fired. I'm sticking you in the middle of a lake on fire. You're fired.
All right.
Anyway,
okay, Mike is definitely not the alpha music Mike today.
No, man. Wow, I thought that. Oh, I'm just.
He's been. We got to give him a break. He spent the last several hours at a hockey game, so you know. So his heart is on ice, on fire.
That's a good job there, Matt. Thanks for sticking up for him, but I disagree.
That is the episode in the trenches that we had.
Yeah. So that now you have
hey, Matt, just because you're the supposed rumored champion doesn't mean it's
in the books, man.
Paper champion, paper champion. So now we have the greatest scene in the history of The Walking Dead. It's just a clip of everybody that's alive going to town. Okay. I just all right. They're just going to town. They're just like, this is where I think Russ is talking about. How did Michonne, where she's spinning around, because she can't just go chop chop chop. She's got to do the ninja style, like everything like that. If you can't see what I'm doing, if you should be turning in live because I'm doing it. She's chopping people left and right. How do you just not accidentally? Because they're right next to each other. Mike. Right. Oh, I'm gonna ask Mike again. So they survive the walkers. They're all dead. They're all laying in the street. And then Rick has probably the best scene in the episode where he's talking to Carl and he's telling about the future. And Carl grabs his hand.
Okay, I got one thing to say about that.
Okay.
I don't understand why. Like, if that was me and I sent my little daughter off with the preacher, I would have been like, I'm surprised they didn't show him going there to find out if they're okay.
Well, the preacher was there. Gabriel was there.
Yeah, but there was no, like,
and we know he could be trusted.
That, like, him coming back to be like, hey, thank you, you know.
They did show Michonne holding.
Let me have my – I know, but, like, I was – you know, it's kind of like that whole thing where they don't show Rick getting out of the RV. Like, they don't show him.
I'm going to say, I'm going to disagree with you. His main concern there is his son, his eye out, and is he living, is he alive or dead? I mean, he knows his daughter's all right. Like Matt said, Michonne's holding her. They're all there. I mean, there's no question that she's all right.
Oh, well, yeah, but I, like, would have wanted to see the scene.
You want the family moment.
You know, going to get
unfortunately,
them.
Unfortunately, the younger the child actor is, the less time they can be on set.
Right.
So there's writing things that they always kind of have to work around.
No, I think it worked better with just him and Carl there, the dad and the son.
I will say that Carl's eye, if you watch that scene, I noticed the first time straight through watching it, the opening scene, and it's a close-up of his left eye, so you can see it. It flutters ever so slightly, so I was like, oh, well, he's alive. So when he touched his father's hand, I was kind of like, well, he's back to consciousness, but I guess I had already known, like, well, he's alive, because
I thought maybe he was Walker twitching.
Well, could be.
Could be. Ah! Now, going back to the Sam scene, instead of whining, why don't they just all go, ah, 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 ah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Instead of going, ah, because the Walker would, oh, that's right, you're one of us.
That's a good. You're speaking our language. We know you. Yeah, that's a good point, Jack. It's like you got to get into the full character of the thing. It's like you got to Marlon Brando this performance of being a Walker.
Yeah. It's also the Rocky Balboa language.
You really got a big mouth. So overall, I'm gonna go one by one. Russ, did you like this episode?
9 out of 10. Yes.
Okay, Mike.
Great episode. Though I think Talking Dead went over the crazy about it, like usual. They were like, "This is one of the best episodes ever."
Yeah, I would.
Calm down, that guy.
And Matt.
Yeah, I liked it. B+, maybe. Like there were some bones to pick with it. I mean, we kicked the tires on this episode. It wasn't the best, but it had a lot of moments that I liked in it. So, I mean, yeah,
I thought it was a good episode. I wouldn't put it up there with the best one of all time, or even the greatest, but
I'd put it in the top five as far as best episodes coming back off a break, because some of them have been pretty lame.
Well, they've only had, what, 8 coming back from a break? How many have they had coming back from a break?
Well, if you're talking half season.
If you talk about the season opener and then the one coming back off a break, that would be like, what, 16?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was probably in the top 5 of that one.
16.
Well, no, the first season was only 6 episodes. They didn't start doing this split thing till like the third year, right?
And so then you have 5 seasons. So you have, so this is season 6. So you have at least 5 seasons where they have had the elongated AMC crank the bank seasons. So at least, you know, 10, doubling 5. I don't know where you got 16, Russ, but that's okay.
I thought this was season 8.
It's Canadian math.
It feels like season 8. Yeah, it's the same reason why you have 3 periods and not 4 quarters.
Yeah. We picked it apart, some parts where I think it was legit, but I think overall I think it's back on track. Like the critic, he did say too, I don't know if you've read this, someone posted a review on our Facebook page on The Walking Dead and why they no longer watch it. And they were saying one of his points was the whole scene didn't make sense, which I think we all agreed on. I think that was pretty easy. That wasn't brain surgery by the critic. Not criticizing the critic, but I think we all felt that way. But he was saying that what's the point of, they killed all these walkers. Now the point is not to be afraid of walkers. Well, maybe they're moving on from the walkers. Maybe the fear is not the walkers anymore, but the people that they have to try and live with society now. Maybe that's how they're going to start. Yeah, who is Negan?
And Negan. Yeah. Negan is obviously coming.
Yeah, I mean, we've always seen the governor. They've always had problems with other people. There's everyone wants to rule. It's like there's different tribes out there that all, you know, they're trying to run, you know, the world their way, and they want their peace and they want their stuff and they don't care who they kill.
Tribes like on Survivor, and sometimes they merge.
Exactly. Sometimes they merge. Sometimes they get voted off. But no, I'm just like, you know, this Negan group, you know, they didn't care. They were going to kill whoever they killed, and they just wanted their stuff.
Yeah.
It's whatever your group is, and we've seen that maybe that's more what the focus is going to be and less on the zombies, which I think is the direction I want to see them go. And maybe that's what because they show that if they just go to town on the, and like the whole game plan of leading the walkers away was not solving anything.
Mm-hmm.
It never was. They're still going to be out there. And when they, and that herd of walkers that runs into people are going to kill more people and you're just going to have more walkers, right?
Right.
So I think that, you know, the plan is to just terminate the walkers as they go along and try to build society. Like Rick said, we're going to build new walls, we're going to do this. I think that's the direction The Walking Dead's going to go. Hopefully that's the direction they're going to go, and we're not going to have this storyline where there's herds of walkers that they have to run away from and now they know they can just put up a fight. And everyone,
yeah,
they have
numbers now that can fight off the walkers. So,
but can they fight off the other people of the other tribes that are trying to grab their stuff?
Well, I think they feel as long as they can build the walls and build better walls, maybe they can keep them out.
The one interesting thing that I read on the trivia that I had found was that they said that was the last of the wolves that died. Okay. I didn't realize that he was the last, but I like that moment that Morgan killed him as a zombie.
He did say he was sorry.
Yeah, but he killed him as a zombie.
Does Morgan stay around? Does Morgan hang around, or is Morgan...
I don't think we've seen the last of this Morgan-Carol thing, unfortunately, as boring as that interaction was. I don't know. I just don't feel like they're done with them. I hope they are. I hope we can move beyond this, but... yeah.
Well, I definitely feel better about it now than I did the last time we podcasted about it. I was ready to quit. So I... kind of excited. Hopefully they're going the direction I want them to go. If they don't, then I guess we'll see.
Whatever.
Do it my way or I'm quitting.
Hey, Jack did the recap this week, so that's awesome, right? So yeah. you're back at least, you know, in it that far, right?
There you go, yeah.
Yeah. So well, I don't know.
That's it.
I didn't see the previews for next week, so I'm always excited to be surprised.
Be honest, I think it was just more of upcoming what's going to happen this season on The Walking Dead. It really didn't
more like a season long kind
it's
of
like preview. An AMC type preview where you apps have absolutely no idea what's going on.
They're like running around the woods in like groups of like two or three.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It looks like one of their own people was out there without them knowing it.
Interesting.
So they're like, what are you doing out here?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. What? Yeah. Okay. I'm excited.
Rick's got to find a new girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she's been there all along. Michonne. I know Russ doesn't want it. It's Michonne.
It is Michonne.
No she's way.
She's taking care of Judith. You're complaining that like they didn't have the family moment. Well, she's taking care of Judith.
She's always been loyal to Rick. She got a little kind of strayed a little bit, but I think she knew that Rick had the hots for Jessica. Jennifer.
Jesse.
Whatever her name is. Jennifer. Whatever her name is. She's dead.
J-Dog.
J-Dog. All right,
guys. She's Worm Chow now.
Yeah. Well, she's a lot. I mean, there were some freaky looking zombies, weren't there?
Yeah.
Some had beards, and it was just like... But someone asked if there was a zombie count. I don't know how many zombies they killed.
Too many once they did the montage.
Yeah.
10 versus 10,000. The 10 won this time.
I like how, what's the guy's name?
Jesse.
Abraham. Duke.
The guy, his mom died last year. She was the leader.
Eugene. Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Mr. D-Bag.
Yeah, what's his name?
He was kind of, you know, a jerk at some point.
He was, but he was the one that said, we got to go out there?
Yeah. He's like, I just want to eat this cheese cracker. What? Yeah. There was something he was eating that he was stealing from everybody. Crackers, I think, not cheese.
Let's see. Let me get to the part where everybody dies.
Name was?
Spencer.
Oh, that's why we couldn't remember it.
If you watch him come into the house, everyone's kind of like, and he's got that gun profile thing where he's got the gun on his thing. Go back and watch it. It's a typical, like he's in the military or he's the guy that's standing guard, but he's been through a battle.
Yeah.
He's got that look like that glazed over look, but he's got that pose. Someone said, do that pose. You know, the director said, do that pose that they always do in every war movie or every Western. You know, you're the guy that's just standing there with a gun ready to shoot, but you've been through hell. Do that pose, and that's the pose where everyone's like got that look, but not him. He's got the war-torn look on his face.
Interesting.
So if he doesn't get an Emmy for that, I'm gonna be. I'm pissed off.
Extras for Emmy.
Doing a podcast.
Yeah. But that's all I got. I say good episode, good start for season 6.
Yeah, 6.5. So this was
except for Jesse, Sam, and Ron. There, I remember their names that time. The Anderson family is gone. Toast.
R.I.P.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we have no montage. I kind of said I'd see Jesse go, but Ron and Sam I didn't care about.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of getting attached to her. I kind of liked their character, you know?
Well, I think like Matt said, they killed her because Michonne and Rick have to hook up. There's no other reason to kill. There's no other reason.
Sorry, I'm sorry you have a crush on Russ.
I did. She was a little looker. She was good eye candy on there.
Well, you just work on getting that guest for us.
Yeah. Well, there's always Rosita though.
No, you go get Carrie Underwood. That's your mission.
Oh yeah. I could take her husband out on the ice. I got him.
Yeah, okay. What did you figure out your Twitter account?
The Canadian Ref.
The Canadian Ref.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
You would think there'd be more of them, but just one.
Just one.
There's like a thousand The Canadian Chefs.
Is there no number on it? It just says The Canadian Ref.
It's all you. No numbers.
Now you know when people follow you, you have to follow them back.
Okay. When I see you at the rink next, you're going to show me how to use this thing because I have, like, no idea what's going on.
All right, Sam. I will show you how to work this, Sam. Okay? Yeah.
It's slightly easier than driving, but slightly more deadly than using a weapon.
It's almost as easy as breathing. It's just something you know how to do. But, literally, you just go on your thing and say, oh, follow. Click, 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 click. Go follow Carrie Underwood now and send her a message. Send her a note saying, hey.
I'm sorry.
I'll send her a message and ask her if she wants to play on my hockey stick.
Yeah.
not really the thing that is going to get us Carrie Underwood on the show, but okay, good luck.
That'll get Russ's first block.
First block and first report at the same time.
Yeah.
you'll learn the block is pretty easy, Russ. It'll come pretty natural to you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Matt has to get up early tomorrow.
I do.
Thanks for making it, Mike. Appreciate it. Tuesday next week?
Sounds good. Tuesday at 11. Sorry you can't make it, Russ.
I'm the winner.
All right, guys. Yeah, it depends when our first game of the season is.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to thank a couple special Patreons, Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner-Glaffelter. Thanks for helping us out, and I'm thankful I finally didn't say Zach from Tokyo because I just said it in the Amazing Race podcast.
Oh. Well, you were just thinking about your grandson. He can't.
I know. I can't. Zach is in my head. And, you know, I'm old. I've had a couple concussions, especially lately, so.
Can you explain?
And thank you to Budweiser. Just follow Pam Angsley.
Yeah. Gonna go home, drink a lot of Budweiser.
Twice that's come up in the same episode. So, for those sports fans that stuck with us,
and we'll Sports back. Talk with Three Super Guys, we'll be back in about 3 weeks.
Yep. Right,
we'll be talking sports throughout the year, and just to keep our name out there, and just keep the. There's a lot of sports to talk about. So,
hey, you know, maybe for next. Sports talk episode.
No, Sam.
Maybe we could do half the episode with the light on and the half the episode in the dark. You know, kind of like how they switch. You know, in the middle.
Oh, the Walking Dead.
It's like we're looking at you. Yeah. Like we're looking at his logo right now.
Yeah, it seemed to be pretty effective.
All right, I'm gonna hit the dark. So.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for everyone for joining us. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See you guys.
See you next
Great
week.
Great show, kid. Yep. 1 in a million.
Bye, guys.